From the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Tim Padgett with the Latin America Report. They call themselves ABCs, American-born Cubans. Well before the U.S. and Cuba began normalizing relations this year, many of those younger Cuban Americans were already working to engage the communist island. WLRN interns Nina Agrawal and Alexander Gonzalez recently spoke to a number of them.
Tiffany Madera is a folkloric and belly dancer. Like many people who live in Miami, she was born to Cuban emigres who fled after Castro took power. Madera visited Cuba with her parents as a child. The trip opened her eyes to what they had left behind.
I felt a sense of loss, and I internalized it. And I think that in my adult life, I've been looking for ways to heal or bridge or recode that.
The opportunity came in 2003, when Madera went on an artist exchange to Cuba. She met a group of women who wanted to learn to belly dance. That led to a project called Havana Habibi, Arabic for Havana, my sweetheart. And it's led Madera to return to Cuba more than a dozen times.
So, entonces, el velo viene de aquí.
Madera also made a documentary about her experience.
My mom was very touched by it, and we didn't speak for a week. And my dad said that he was very proud of me, and it was very brave, but some things are best left in the dark.
At one point, Madera stopped going to Cuba altogether. It was just too hard, emotionally and logistically. But eventually, she went back.
I think part of what an artist does in society is go into maybe difficult places and shine a light there.
I remember seeing a lot of people in military uniforms, a very oppressive atmosphere.
John Suarez has been to Cuba just once. He went with his parents in 1980, but he's too wary of the government to go back.
Even as a child, I sort of had a precocious sense of humor and started impersonating Fidel Castro while they were tape recording me. And everybody freaked out. They stopped the recorder. They eliminated my humorous attempt to imitate the comandante and jefe.
But here's the paradox. His parents kept going to Cuba every couple of years. He's the one who wouldn't. In most Cuban-American families, it's the other way around. Suarez now helps head the Cuban Democratic Directorate, a pro-democracy nonprofit in Miami. He's all for helping Cuban people, as long as it doesn't help the regime.
But what we try to do is minimize the funds and the currency that will go to shoring up the dictatorship.
He wants to see more democracy in Cuba before the U.S. engages the island.
But according to polls, most younger Cuban Americans think democracy can't happen without engagement.
You know, I get what the history was. It still is an authoritarian government that isn't the democracy my father fought for or my mother hoped for.
Augusto Maxwell leads the Cuba practice at Ackerman Law Firm in Miami, and he supports engagement.
The idea that I have and that others have is that it's a different means to a better place.
Maxwell's parents left Cuba after the 1959 revolution. His dad even trained to fight at the Bay of Pigs. For decades, his family didn't go back. Then, in 2002, a Tampa farmer who wanted to sell cattle in Cuba came calling. Maxwell jumped at the opportunity. He even coaxed his dad into giving him his blessing.
And then the day before I would go to Cuba, he called me over. He had a long list of places I had to go visit. We looked at a map of Cuba and Havana. And a lot of the stories he had always told me as a kid, you know, started falling into a place that was more realistic.
Maxwell's minder in Cuba was a colonel who had fought on the Cuban side at Bay of Pigs. It turned out he and Maxwell Sr. had known many of the same people. Maxwell set up a meeting between the two of them in Miami.
So we met at Los Gallegos on Bird Road. And, you know, within 15 minutes, they were like two little girls. They didn't stop talking for hours.
Maxwell has always respected his parents' history.
And at the same time, I saw an opportunity to play a constructive role in Cuba's future in a way that was different than my parents, and it was my own generation's approach to it.
I'm Nina Agrawal.
And I'm Alexander Gonzalez in Miami.
And you can read more of our Latin America coverage at WLRN.org. I'm Tim Padgett.